Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabi wa man tabi'ahum wa walahum bi ihsani ila yaumiddin wa ba'd. Faqad qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'anil Majid ba'd a'udzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. وقال جل جلاله وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوم غيركم ثم لا يكون أمثالكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنتم تتمون 70 أمة أنتم خيرها وأكرمها على الله عز وجل. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء إكرام, respected elders and brothers, the favors and the distinctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you and I, the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, is far beyond any distinction or any honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the nations of the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala chose our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the greatest of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a pact, a covenant from all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa salam of the past, that during their lifetime, during their mission on this earth, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to make his advent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to appear in this world, be born into this world, then these Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa salam, the likes of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Anbiya of very, very high caliber. These Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, if Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to appear in their time, respective times, then they would have to hold their mission. And they would have to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would have to throw their full support and weight behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. If Allah's Nabi has to appear in your time, then you will have to believe in him, and you will have to throw your full support behind him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us in a hadith sharif that my example and the example of the Anbiya of the past is like the example of a person who has built a very, very fine structure, very, very fine building. But this person has left out a brick in one corner of this home. So people begin to enter this home and they admire the beauty of this construction, of this structure, but they cannot help noticing the one brick that is missing in one corner of the home. So they begin to comment that this building is a very, very fine building, but something is lacking, something is missing. If only that brick could be put in that place. So Allah's Nabi said that I am that brick, I am that missing brick. The entire structure, the entire succession of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam remained incomplete. It remained imperfect until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come into this world. Allah has made our Nabi the best of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala has made our Kitab, our Quran, Ahsanul Hadith, the best of books, that book that came and abrogated all the books of the past. And it's because of these distinctions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you and I, the Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that Allah Ta'ala very emphatically in the Quran says, Kuntum khayra ummah. O you and I, the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you are the best of people. You are the best of people. Allah's Nabi said, "Antum tutimmuna 70 umma, antum khayruha akramuha 'ala Allah 'azza wa jalla." That, oh my ummah, you are the culmination. Yeah, you bring to a culmination many, many nations that came before you. From all these nations that came before you, you are the most honored, and you hold the highest esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to us by way of an example. He says the example of our ummah, the Muslims of this ummah, and the examples of the Jews and the Christians before us, is like a person who hires a group of people to work for the lengthy period of Fajr, from the time of Fajr, right until time of Zuhar Salah, and he promises them one qirat of repayment. So a group of people come, they work for this lengthy period, and they take their wage, they take their fee. And then a person hires another group of people to work from the period of Zuhar Namaz, right until the period of Asr Namaz. And he also promises them one Qirat of repayment. And then he hires a third group of people to work for the very, very short period between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. But he promises these people qiratin. He promises them two qirats for their work. So Allah's Nabi says that they exist. This is like the example of our ummah, the ummah of the past. The first group of people who worked for the lengthy period for God, one qirat reward, they are like the example of the Jews. And the second group of people that worked for a slightly shorter period, they were like the example of the Christians who had a shorter period in this world. And they also only get one reward. But the example of my ummah is like that ummah who will come in the shortest period in this world. For the shortest period in this world, the average lifespan of the ummah is between 60 to 70 years. Shortest period in this world. But they will have the greatest reward indallah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Allah's Nabi said, نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ السَّابِقُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the last ummah. We are the last ummah to set foot on the face of this earth. But tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, we will be the first ummah. We will be the first nation to be admitted into Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah's Nabi said, إِنَّ أُمَّتِي هَذِي أُمَّةٌ مَرْحُومَةٌ. That my ummah, they have earned the title of Ummah Marhuma. They are the ummah that receives the nation, that group of people that earn special favors, that earn special mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear, Allah ta'ala has blessed us. Allah ta'ala has made us from the best of ummahs. Allah ta'ala has made our Nabi the best of Anbiya. Allah ta'ala has made our book the best of books. But one thing we should not lose sight of, my dear brothers, that Allah ta'ala has given the status to the ummah. Allah ta'ala has given this very, very lofty and noble position to the ummah. But we must remember very, very carefully that we the ummatis, we as the individuals of the ummah, we are not indispensable. If we do not live up to the title of khayru ummah, we do not live up to the title of being the best of nations, if we do not live up to the title of being ummah marhuma, being the nation that has Allah's mercy showered upon them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will very, very easily remove us, take us off the face of the earth. And Allah Ta'ala will bring about and create other people who will live up to this title and will appreciate the title of being Khayru Ummah, who will appreciate the title of being Ummah Marhuma, the Ummah that attains the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times you see in this world that a person is given a very, very high position. But if that person does not live up to the expectations of that position, and the person acts in a way that is not becoming of a person holding that position, then very, very swiftly, and sometimes very, very abruptly, this person is removed from that position. And sometimes in a way that leaves this person disgraced for the rest of his life. Allah has made it very, very clear to us. This topic Allah has made it very, very clear to us in the Quran. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, O Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your position is very high in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But remember, if you will not live up to this position that Allah Ta'ala has afforded you, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will remove you. إِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala will replace, Allah Ta'ala put in your place other people of the Ummat. Allah may bring other people into Islam who will accept and who will live up to this title. That we find in our history of the Ummat. In the 13th century, we had the Mongol invasion that swept across Asia and came and crushed the Abbasi, brought an end, a very abrupt end to the Abbasi Khilafat, the Abbasi dynasty that was ruling over the Muslim world. At that time, the Abbasi dynasty was not the best of dynasties. So at that time, Allah Ta'ala brought the Mongols and they totally annihilated. Scores of Muslims were killed. Huge Jewish libraries that contained very, very important Islamic literature. In a single day, in a few hours, these entire libraries were razed to the ground. All the literature was destroyed. But Allah Ta'ala took away those people who are not living up to the expectations. But these very same Mongols, Allah Ta'ala later, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with the light of Iman. And they also became believers. And they, as a result of their Iman, great Muslim empires rose up in areas like Uzbekistan, in areas like Afghanistan. It also gave us the great Mughal empire of the Indian subcontinent. So, إِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. We must understand, being khayru ummah is a responsibility. It is a position given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we fail to live up to the expectation of this position given us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will remove us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace us with people who will live up to this title and will live up to the expectations of this title. Now, my dear, how does all of this fit in with our current situation? We find in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us in various places of the Holy Quran about the nations of the past, what had transpired between the nations of the past and their Nabi, how the Nabi had come to them, and how the Nabi had preached to them, and how the people had rejected the Nabi, and how subsequently these people were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find this in various places of the Holy Quran. And my dear brothers, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran from beginning to end, is for a lesson for us. Allah ta'ala, when He speaks of the nations of the past, Allah ta'ala gives us stories in the Holy Quran. It's not merely to entertain us. It's not merely some sort of story to entertain us or to keep us busy. But rather Allah ta'ala has revealed Quran from beginning to end as an ibrah. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayati. Allah ta'ala says, I reveal Quran to you so that you may ponder over the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may learn from the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may take a lesson from the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala spoke of these various nations and how they were destroyed, we read in 19 para, after every nation Allah spoke of, Allah ta'ala says, Inna fi dhalika al-aya. Inna fi dhalika al-aya. O ummati, O the person receiving Quran, O ummati, O you and I, take a lesson from the people of the past. Look what was the condition of the people of the past. Do not make the same mistake that they had made, lest you suffer the same fate as they have faced. We find the 7th part of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala details to us what was the various stages and the various phases that the nations of the past went through before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually destroyed them. Allah ta'ala says very, very clearly, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Allah ta'ala says, phase 1, stage 1, that led up to the destruction of the people of the past. Stage 1, Allah ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam to these people. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi mentions, فَكَذَّبُوهُ كَذَّبُوهُمْ. When the messenger came with clear signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the people of that nation, they rejected the Nabi of the time. So Allah says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Allah says, thereafter when they rejected the Nabi, that Allah ta'ala sees them with difficulty, with hardship, with adversity, with calamities. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَى. Al-ba'sa refers to al-masayif al-amwal, when a person is tested financially. بِالْبَأْسَى وَالضَّرَّى. And dharra refers to al-masayif al-abdan, where Allah ta'ala tests them with regard to their health. Allah ta'ala brings about adverse conditions that now affect the health of the people. So Allah ta'ala brought about these conditions, but not as a punishment. This was a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that these difficulties that came, what is the purpose? يُعَذِّبُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادًا. Allah ta'ala brought about these difficulties, these calamities, these hardships, to bring His slaves back onto line. A mere warning shot, to see that you are now ignoring the message of my Nabi. So, open your eyes, wake up before it's too late. It's a friendly reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَرَّعُونَ. These difficulties that came was not Allah's punishment. In fact, it was a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving these people another chance to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, but these people, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا... Allah ta'ala says, that when, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَدَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah ta'ala says, these people, when these calamities came, instead of these people opening the eyes and realizing their mistake, Allah ta'ala says, their hearts became hard. And then all these calamities had came, they turned a blind eye to it, as though it never happened, as though it never affected them. Then the next stage came, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَوَابَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Phase 3, that when they came out of the difficult situation, and they thought that now we have safely navigated the storm, the difficult time, Allah Ta'ala now opened up everything to them. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, we opened up the dunya to them. And they were living a comfortable life, enjoying, indulging, entertainment. They continued. And Allah Ta'ala says, after that, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, that they continued to enjoy this life. This was rope given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when eventually, when the people's sin became too much, and they failed to heed the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, بَغْتَةً. All of a sudden, Allah ta'ala sees these people. فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah ta'ala says, those people who had done wrong, who had turned against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ. Allah ta'ala totally wiped them out. Allah ta'ala totally annihilated them. قُطِعَ دَابِرُ means Allah ta'ala uprooted these people. Allah ta'ala took them off the face of this earth. Now, my dear brothers, these ayat of Quran, as I mentioned, is a lesson for us. And a person may argue that these ayat of Quran are regarding the kuffar, are regarding disbelievers, the disbelieving nations. We are believing nations. We have iman. We believe in Allah. We believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the ulama clearly mention that kullu ayatin waradat fil Quran jarat bidhailiha ala usatil ummah. That every ayat of the Quran, even though it may have been revealed regarding disbelievers, but the warnings mentioned in these ayat also hold true for the sinful people of this ummah. The sinful people of this ummah, these warnings also hold true for them. So my dear brothers, let us try to take these lessons of these anbiya and put into our context. The first phase was Allah Ta'ala sent anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam into the world to those people. My dear brothers, we also, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to us. We may have not met Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the teachings of Quran are very, very clear before us. The teachings of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very clear before us. No person, especially those living in this part of the world, can ever argue that I am unaware of what is expected to me. As a believer in this part of the world, I am unaware of what is expected of me. Every one of us know what is halal. We know the basics, what is halal, what is haram. So for many years, these teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of the Quran were there before us. But many of us deliberately chose to ignore this message. We chose to ignore the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then came the second phase. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّىٰ. How the people of the past, when they turned away from the message, Allah ta'ala seized them with difficulty and hardship. Likewise, my dear brothers, when we turned away for many, many long years, we turned away from the injunctions of deen, then what did Allah ta'ala do? Allah ta'ala brought about coronavirus. Such a calamity, my dear brothers. I'm not talking only about the sickness, but this has affected our lives in so many ways. Ways that we could not ever imagine. 10 months ago, all of us sitting here would not have ever thought that a day will come that we'll be living in the world that we are living in now. So Allah Ta'ala has brought about this difficulty, this hardship. Sometimes we have to take a step back and just look at what's happening. A person will think, what has just happened? What has just happened in this world? The world is a totally different place. So my dear, Allah Ta'ala brought about this difficulty, brought about hardship. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Not to punish us. Allah says, this is a friendly reminder to your ummah. This is a reminder to you. Remember what is your objective in this world. You have not come to this world to enjoy yourself. You came into this world as a ummati, as a follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a purpose, with an objective. You have forgotten your purpose. You have forgotten your objective. So I brought about this difficulty, this hardship to remind you. And then my dear brothers, when this difficulty is now maybe leaving us, as slowly as we are now phasing out of the difficult period, and many, maybe sometimes some of us may feel that now we have navigated through a difficult path, or we are out, we have weathered the storm. In fact, my dear brothers, we are possibly entering now a phase that is more dangerous than the phase that we just passed, or the period just passed, during the lockdown and when things are at the peak. Then people were uncertain, people were worried, people were scared. Alhamdulillah, to a certain level, there was a change in many people's lives. But now as things seem to be returning to normality, and we feel that now we are out of a difficult period, it is very, very easy for us to once again slip up. To go into, suffer a relapse, and slip up, and once again go back to the life that we were leading before these difficulties. And then, my dear brothers, if we have to fail in this period, then my dear brothers, is make or break. Allah save us, Allah protect us from His chastisement, from His punishment. But only Allah knows what the future holds. So my dear brothers, we have come to this critical juncture now in our lives. As the ummah, we come to a very, very critical juncture. This period is very, very important. Allah will now look at us. And Allah Ta'ala will see, how are you behaving after the difficulty that I put you through? Did you take a lesson from the difficulty? Did you heed the warning of the difficulty that I sent to you? Or are you going to ignore this message sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we going to ignore the warning sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My dear brother, Allah Ta'ala has given us opportunity. As long as we have life in our bodies, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows that we are very, very weak slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single person commits sins. But we have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah understands our weaknesses. Allah knows that you will commit sins. That is why in the day of Qiyamah, Allah will not say that person who comes with a clean slate, that person who comes without any sins whatsoever, that person will go to Jannah. Allah didn't say that. Allah said that person who is good deeds outweigh his bad deeds. That person who his good deeds outweigh his bad deeds, then that person will go to Jannah. Allah knows we are weak. Allah knows we will sin. But a person, a mu'min, cannot sin and not be cared about it. Show a don't care attitude towards the sin. Rather, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, a believer sees his sin like a mountain that is levitating, that a mountain that is suspended above his head, about to crash upon him. That's how a person sees his sins. I've committed a sin. I'm worried that the sin at any moment it can destroy me. So when we do wrong, my dear brothers, firstly, before that, we should first try to bring our life in accordance with the teachings of deen. This unnecessary extravagance that we have in our life, and all the other things, all the other gremlins in our life. We have to make a sincere intention for our sake and for the sake of the ummah. Make a sincere intention that we give up this way of life. All the sin that we are committing, the riba that we're involved in. My dear brothers, whatever we are seeing now, a person who looks at it with a careful eye, he can see there's a clear link between many of the hardships that we are going through and between our financial lives. Because we involve ourselves in bribery, in riba, in fraud, and all the other wrongs when it comes to our financial lives, there are so many difficulties we are facing now is as a result of the way we are dealing, the way we are doing business. So bring our life back onto track, and all the sins that we have committed, make sincere tawbah, have a repenting heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Failing to do so, my dear brothers, may Allah save us, my dear brothers. We know what happened to the nations of the past when they ignored the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah not make us not ever see the day. My dear brothers, tawbah is something that is very, very important. The call of our ulama at this current moment is that every single ummati, watubu ila Allahi jami'an. All together, as a ummah, we have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah to forgive us. Allah to forgive us.